All right, folks, and welcome to the Real WTF Podcast, Episode 1, our inaugural episode. Nelson Torres this week, as always. I love saying that because I don't know, people think it doesn't make sense, but hell with it. Anyway, joining along with me is our inaugural guest, or co-host, if you will, Caroline Stewart.
Hey guys, what's going on?
Yeah, the reason why tonight's episode is going to be explaining what the format's going to be for the future shows.
Yeah.
So that way people won't get lost what the hell we're talking about. You know, and for those who have never heard of WTF before, you know, this has been going on for like almost the last 24 years or so.
Give or take, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing public access. And basically it was a wrestling adult entertainment show that's based out of New York City, for just to give an idea. So I know you watched the show yourself. So when you see WTF, what do you see?
Well, so some may say that I'm like the child of WTF TV, which is kind of fucked up in a way. But I've been watching the show for a while, which is also an introduction to how we met as well. I watched the show as a child. I was about maybe 7, 8, 9 years old, tops.
Jeez.
Yeah, I was young. I cursed a lot as a kid. but the fact of the matter is, again, this show has been around since I was like a kid. So I couldn't watch the adult stuff, but I did watch the wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
So that's how me and Nelson clicked. We were huge time wrestling fans.
And we still are.
And we still are. You know, there's nothing wrong with that.
It's how we met is another story. We met at, we were recently at Comic-Con.
Yes.
But we met at Comic-Con back in 2000 what?
I want to, fast forward to 2013?
Yeah.
14 maybe?
Something like that.
13, 14. I was working with another public access show called Rue and Who, so shout out to Rue Starr, by the way, who's doing great with her acting. I bumped into her, and we started to do filming, and the next thing you know, we bumped into each other, we interviewed each other. That interview is on Rue and Who's YouTube channel, along with yours at the same time.
Yeah, it's somewhere so there, yeah.
So it's in the archives, but that's how we met. So we're talking about a solid 4-year friendship. Right.
Yes,
now.
And you did Exotica with me back in 2014 for the first time.
For the first time ever.
That was
ever.
Interesting.
That was
the first time. You know, it's always interesting. It was like when we do these stuff on Exoticas or whatever, we still do.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, despite what you think, we do share rooms.
Yes, we share rooms, but here's the fun fact: there's two separate beds.
That's what I want
to. There are two separate beds, so. He has a bed, I have a bed, and the only thing that gets shared is a bathroom, because, you know, we all have to poop and piss and all that and wash our butts. But that's the only thing that we share is a bathroom. I mean, obviously I take longer because I'm a female and I have to smell nice, but, you know, that's the only thing that we have. We do share a room, but they are separate beds. I always make that clear. Always separate beds. Always.
Yes. I mean, there would be a rare occasion if we do have one bit, if we had to share it.
But we always haggle.
We're always trying to figure something.
We always haggle it. If not, I always sleep on the couch.
We'll find something.
But
but we always travel a lot, you know. That even this year, we traveled a lot more.
Yes.
Not just, you know, just for example, but WTF-related stuff.
I would say, yes, definitely this year was the most travel that I think the both of us that we've ever did.
We used to do a lot of traveling back in the 2009s and 2010s from the other guys, but then now we're doing it a lot more than before. Within, I don't know, 2 years?
2.5.
Yeah, give or take. And we're going to try to do a lot more, even more events related to WTF. We want to interact with our fans.
Right. Now, we're talking about January. January, we just did AVN. We just did our first red carpet.
Yeah.
Obviously, you as an individual have covered AVN before.
Right.
But this is the first time, I take it, correct me if I'm wrong, that you've covered the red carpet as well.
Yeah, that's the first time as well. Never done it, even when I started doing AVNs back in 2010.
Right. Then fast forward to, I believe, April, we've done Exotica Denver.
Mm-hmm.
Fast forward to June, we've done, now back and forth, June and July, we've done Exotica Chicago, and we've done Exotica Miami.
Right.
Then coming now, we're going to do Exotica New Jersey,
yeah. And let's not forget, we recently did the Sex Expo in Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah, but that's our backyard, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But we did a lot of things through this year, a lot to get into. But bottom line is that, you know, this podcast, for those who are watching on the iTunes of the video format, you know, I would suggest you go to the... the Apple Store or whatever?
Yes, go to the Apple Store.
The podcast place where you can get, or anywhere else.
Yes, go to the Apple Store and go to the iTunes app and type in the Real WTF TV Podcast.
Actually, the WTF Podcast. No, TV.
It's gonna Excuse me, WTF Podcast.
It's going to be more. WTF Podcast is because...
I still got to get it rolling off.
It's more of an audio than visual.
Yeah.
I understand because I'm more visual myself. I like to do more video. That's why I'm shooting it the way I'm doing it now.
No, and that's completely fine. So I'm just kind of... Getting it rolling off the tongue nicely, so to speak.
Which reminds me, like, you know, I'm asking anybody, do you think I should do more video format of a podcast than audio? Because, I mean, I'm trying to get used to more audio than video. I mean, I've done podcasts before in the past where we did a different version of WTF podcast, I think in 2004, 2005, which didn't really go nowhere. And then we also did the Instant Idiot, which was me. I think about 2-3 years ago. That didn't really exactly go well either because of the weird name, but hell,
Either or, but I figured, you know, why not bring up podcasts because podcasts are in right now. Well, they've always been in, but now they're really flourishing. So why not bring back
a podcast? Yeah, I remember when podcasting was just, you know, like, nobody wants to do a podcast. Like, who the fuck wants to do that?
It was a really dirty thing back
in 2005, 2006 or something like that. But now it's just gotten more popular than ever before.
I agree. So I would, I mean, my brother, my older brother is in a podcast. Shout out to Pain Train Pipe Bomb.
Is that the one with the t-shirt that looks like a burrito?
Okay, it's not a burrito. The t-shirt is basically says, and you can check it out on our WTF TV Instagram. There are pictures of me
with a t-shirt
that says I love my Anagab, which is basically I love my vagina backwards with a bearded clamp. So that was a huge hit in Exotica, Miami, and yes, I will wash it and wear that shirt in Exotica, New Jersey. So, but yes, shout out to the guys at Pain Train Pipe Bomb. So for getting me
I don't know why I thought it was a burrito.
No, it's a taco.
It's a taco?
No, it's a bearded clamp. It's a bearded clamp.
Are you sure it's not a bearded vagina?
It's a bearded clamp.
I've seen a bearded vagina.
I know, I'm sure you have. But the fact of the matter is, it's a bearded clamp. That's why we had the bearded clamp, like, right smack dab on the shirt.
I'm all for bearded vaginas, too.
No, not me.
No?
I'm bald like the American Eagle. So we're just going to keep it at that.
Nothing wrong with that, too.
I prefer it bald. So that's just...
Too hairy is too much for me.
See, that's too much of a hassle. I'm sorry.
Too much. You know, that's the stuff we're going to be talking a little bit more of. You know what I mean? That's the format. See, this is the introduction, if you will, of the podcast. Episode one. Like Star Wars episode one.
Yes.
Or anything else episode one.
Well, this is more of a... What you would call an introduction slash... Yes. Inauguration or basic pilot, you know, either or. But this is the first one.
Yeah, but I do want your feedback too. Would you guys think of what you're seeing or hearing for that matter, preferably, you know, would you like to talk? We're going to talk about wrestling, of course. We're going to talk about the adult entertainment industry.
A little bit of pop culture.
Pop culture, yes, definitely. And the wacky world of WTF that we know and love. That is pretty wacky if you ever seen the show in our YouTube page. And yeah, it does get a little. We're gonna bring up, since I don't know if I should mention this, but 25 years is coming up for WTF, meaning the 25th anniversary of WTF.
Okay.
And some people are coming back. You know, we're not gonna mention names at the moment, but just to give you the heads up, we're expecting to have a handful of people coming back. We're not saying how, when, who. Some unexpectedly, even I don't know who's coming back. But bottom line is that, you know, 25th anniversary is going to be a very big year for WTF. If you've ever been a WTF fan or have been before, 2019 is going to be a very huge year for WTF. And I think everybody will be very happy of why.
No, and I understand it now. Have you, Nelson, have you ever thought of it exceeding this far, knowing that you guys made it 25 years?
No. I'll be honest with you. No. I still even can't believe that it's still exceeding now, let alone 25. Like now, because I think it's still 24 technically.
Yeah.
But it's just the fact that, you know, I never thought the show would go a little further than ever would be. You know, I didn't want to go 25 years. I didn't even want to go 20 at one point.
Let alone 10?
at one point, I thought about, why am I still doing this? Mm. You know, I think the reason why I do this, and I'll give you one answer for those who wonder, why am I still doing this shit? The same reason why I worked other places too that related to media. I just love the love of television, the love of, you know, creativity, the love of media. That's just, you know, I grew up on media. You know, I'm sure you do too.
Yeah.
But to understand where I'm coming from, I grew up in the old school of watching old school public access. I also grew up on watching old television, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Old sitcoms. I like all those formats. I like to, you know, shot lists and stuff like that. That I love to do. Even if I have to work in a place where, like, I'm not doing it, but I want to be close to it, mm-hmm. that I'll be content with. You know what I mean? That's why I like to, you know, still do this show today. I may not do this during my daytime, but definitely when I come do this, this is the closest thing to, like, a television atmosphere as much as I can. As much as I want to. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I know I continue, you know what I mean, a lot of times. So I gotta cut that down, you know?
No, that's completely fine. I mean...
You know what I mean?
No, I understand. It's just more of a sense of, look, you didn't think it was going to happen within 25 years, and here you are 25 years later. Now, also, I would have to say that with the helping of social media...
Yeah.
Obviously, this is where it flourished, you know, with good old YouTube, that people can think... Wow, this happened like an X amount of years ago. Like when we go to the vault, like knowing that this was shot in 1994 or 1993 or even, dare I say, even the 2000s are starting to become forgettable, which is shocking as it may seem. But with the help of technology, and this is also a backbone for you, that it just flourished. That's what it is. I think that's one of the stepping stones for you, personally.
Right.
Hey.
Yeah, just trying to make sense out of the situation. It's just, you know, I've always, I mean, this is one of the whys I do this show like this, you know, because when I mentioned the wacky world of WTF, yes, I think it's, I believe, some people might argue that I created a universe that I only a few people understood and get. Mm-hmm. Over the last, I'd say, 25 years or so. People, you know, come and gone, whatever. They have their own niche, you know, when they come to the show. Everybody, whoever has come, past or present, you know, always brings something to the table in any unique way. Even if you're a caller like Captain Lenny. But still.
Or Foot Guy.
Foot Guy, yeah. I know they've called the most, believe it or not. And Foot Guy, you know, to his credit, he does, you know, bring something to the table by saying, oh, can I see your feet? And Lenny's just, you know, being obnoxious and calling and yelling, sometimes for no reason at all. But that's fine. Everybody has their own niche. Everybody has their own little thing to contribute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you do as well.
Yeah, I mean, I do something.
No, you do. You're Caroline. That's one. But no, and you do provide great interviews every time I see you.
No, and I thank you. I mean, you know, I'm actually using my college degree for once, goddammit.
Well, so have I.
But, no, I mean, I, you know, thank you for letting, you know, welcoming me with open arms to your wacky family that is WTF TV. And, hopefully I'll be here for many more years to go.
Yeah, it is, and if Caroline can tell you that it is a wacky world that only a handful of people that will not get and understand. And if you do...
It's definitely an extended family. It's more than the extended family that I normally have. It's just an attachment. It's another attachment.
Yes. Yes, exactly. So again, as I mentioned, the format of WTF TV is, you know, we do have a podcast, that video podcast. If you haven't subscribed to that because that's where we do the video portion of that show.
Yes, if you like visuals and pretty colors.
Yeah, so go to that podcast store, I think in Apple, I think that they have it, and just type in WTF TV and it will pop up.
Yes.
And I think this will be attached to that as well.
Oh, yeah.
And we call this the real WTF podcast, only because I've been around for like 25 years. There's another podcast called WTF Podcast with Mark Maron, which, by the way, you know, cool show, but I've been here longer, so I'm not saying
it's
own
no disrespect to him.
You know, and it's not I own the name or anything like that. That's not. It's beyond that. It's just, you know, I've been here longer than anybody. So that's just all it is. Nobody here is no knock on anybody. But you know, but since we got that out of the way, we're gonna actually have a guest next week.
Yes.
You know, we're gonna have guests every week. So, and we're gonna have different people from the WTF past, even present. or maybe in the future, who the hell knows? Hell, we're open to any guests as long as you're unique and different. You know, so like I said, we talk to people in wrestling, we talk to people in the adult industry, and we talk about anybody in pop culture.
Mm-hmm. So we've gotten everything from, you know, to you sexy perverts from Exotica to Comic-Con, which I definitely, in the near future, once we start traveling, I know we travel a lot. I would say let's hit up some horror conventions.
We've been thinking about that for some time. We'll probably do that in 2019.
Yeah.
Along with the fact that there are a few, since we're talking about conventions, we could talk, bring up the fact that we're trying to go to AdultCon. That's in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
We've been to the West Coast for Las Vegas for AVN.
Yes.
But we're trying to go further to L.A. as well for the AdultCon if we could.
If we could.
Anyway, it's a scheduling thing, too.
That's that another. And also maybe San Diego Comic-Con.
Hopefully, knock on wood, because it's hard to get into.
I know. that's one off my bucket list I need to get.
And also, FetishCon. Which is like, everybody's been asking me, how come
literally, everyone hit me up, DMs, everyone in the adult entertainment industry wanted to know how come I wasn't at FetishCon.
Or I wasn't on you, because that's more of my alley than anything.
Right. And I said, it was just more of a timing thing.
It's a scheduling, and then we're going to try, I mean, we know for next year,
mm-hmm.
but hopefully, I don't know how that's going to correlate with Exotica next year as far as anything. That's how we determine, this is how we determine our convention selection. Like, it's a scheduling thing. We
right.
know at least 6 or 8 months in advance what we're going to do.
Yeah, exactly. And this is more of the lines of, okay, this year especially, it was from Miami to Tampa. So, unfortunately, you know, we all have day jobs. It happens. Sorry. We have to pay bills. We did Exotica. We got great footage out of it. But everyone was migrating. I want to say, from Miami to Tampa, that's like Northwest, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So everyone's migrating Northwest to Tampa Bay.
Within the two-week span. How? We couldn't do that because we have stuff going on in New York.
Exactly. But, you know, definitely that's something in the works, I'll definitely say.
Yes, exactly. We just, we just want, to keep it simple for everybody, but we still want to travel all over, not just to promote the show, but just to get out there, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
I mean, shockingly enough, within the 25 years, your show has definitely gone out there. I mean, not only just with, saying this is, how do I say it? Your show is definitely getting out there, and
right.
It still is, but I would say, in a sense of, have you gotten stopped in the street? Because I would say last year's Comic-Con, this was like a miracle.
I didn't go to the Comic-Con, no,
I
didn't, you did.
I went, me and my boyfriend went, and someone stopped me and mm-hmm. said, oh my God, you're Caroline Stewart from WTF TV, and they were taking my picture, and I was posing with them. So it was like a little celebrity moment.
It happened more than once.
Yeah. It was like a little celebrity moment that people knew who the fuck I was. I'm sure, I don't know if you've had it.
Oh, I've gotten that plenty of times.
Yeah.
Every day.
Well, obviously, for me, it's new. Okay, this is weird.
some people say, do I like it? I'm like, it has its moments.
I mean, it's a good ego stroker. I will admit that. Just, like with any major celebrity, I'm not even going to think myself as a celebrity.
I don't consider myself a celebrity at all.
I wipe my ass just like everybody else. But I just use baby wipes.
But I can tell you this, is that the worst times you could ever want to talk to me while you're trying to say, hey, I like your show about this and that, is when I'm on a date with somebody.
Yeah, don't do it when, I'm out on a date or I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah, exactly. The worst thing.
Don't do that.
It has happened before.
Don't do that while I'm on the shitter.
No, it has happened to me when I was on a date, and the date had no idea about my show.
Oh, my God.
So that was one of those situations. That could be worse. That could be awkward. So anyway, now we're just giving you a quick introduction, and hopefully in a few more weeks you will get to know more about WTF eventually. And if you want to do more about WTF TV, go to our website, WTFworld.com.
Mm-hmm.
Along with our YouTube page, do subscribe to that, mm-hmm. is youtube.com/WTFWorldDV.
Mm-hmm.
And more importantly, you can actually follow us on Twitter at twitter.com, of course, at WTFTV. Mm-hmm. That little at WTFTV.
Same with Instagram.
Yes. And if you want to contact Caroline, where can they do that?
Pretty much I am the same handles on all social media. Just look up Goddess of Music, number 8, number 7, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, on Tumblr, and even on Snapchat. You can look me up on Goddess of Music, number 7. Basically, if it doesn't have a 7 in it or an 87, just find me. That's how you can find me.
Perfect. Cool. All right, so we're wrapping up episode 1. Wow, that was a quick one.
Yeah.
So next week, episode 2, we have Gia Savitz.
Cannot wait.
And then, yeah, it's going to be interesting because he's, you know, been helping us within the last year or so getting this wrestling format of portion of the show, which we're going to get into that next week more because everybody's been asking about
it. Yes. It's coming. It's finally coming to fruition.
Yes.
So stop bugging us.
We've talked about it a little bit more, but we're going to get into more details next week about it.
Yes.
So if you want to hear more about it, you know, keep subscribing to this podcast here. And also go to our YouTube page for more details, all right? Mm-hmm. So we're going to be all over the place, okay? More on that in a few weeks. And the links for all you how you want to hear WTF is on this page if you're on YouTube.
Yep, definitely. So follow us on Facebook. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, even though he's still working on it, but I dominantly work it. Also, you can follow us individually on social media, but also subscribe to this iTunes podcast along with YouTube.
YouTube, there you go. Subscribe here. All right, here's Nelson Torres, Loma Caroline. Thank you for coming by. You're going to be here. All right, so anyway, so we'll see you guys next time on WTF TV. And subscribe.